This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. Shine On is a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Hi, it's Casey. Sting's astrologer wants to teach you about the stars.
And it doesn't matter if you don't believe in astrology, it doesn't matter because it still works. And if you do believe in astrology and you'd like to learn more so you could be conscious or awake or aware, then you come study with me.
Deborah Silverman has a new book called The Missing Element. It's all about bringing compassion to the personality types of water, fire, earth, and air. We're all different. That's coming up. But first, Dan Tomasulo is here, a professor of positive psychology at Columbia. He's currently giving a course at the Open Center in New York. They do so many cool things there. That's where Deepak got his start. Now, Dan is going to help us find out what our character strengths are. But first, how do we tend to our mental health?
The first is to just notice what you notice. Typically, when we're in a bad space, you'll notice that your thoughts are kind of going around in a circle. They bring you back. Yeah, we ruminate. And that's really the thing that keeps us stuck the most. It's like falling down an open manhole cover or, being in a whirlpool. Those repetitive negative thoughts keep us in a bad spot. So the first thing is to just notice that your thoughts are keeping you in a place that isn't healthy. And the next thing to do with that is that once you notice it, that's the place where there's an opportunity for a choice. The second that you notice your thoughts are going in a particular direction, it gives you a chance to have an intervention. And what I mean by that is that you're not the thought itself. You're observing the thought at that moment, and that gives you some power to change it.
You're not the thought. You're just observing the thought. I have got to make that a bumper sticker for the ages.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's really like the front wheels of a car. You know, if you point them to the left, the car goes to the left. You point them to the right, it goes to the right. The wheels don't have the power. The wheels direct us. And that's kind of like our thought system. If we direct them and let them loop around, you know, you put them on a hard left, the car will just go in a circle. But once you realize that the second you can observe your thoughts, it's like you've grabbed hold of the wheel and you can point it in the direction you want to go in.
Oh, all right. I actually needed to hear that today. Thank you very much. Now, what is it you're doing at the Open Center in New York?
At the Open Center, I designed a certificate in applied positive psychology. And what we do there is over a span of about 5 months, we have 10 on-site weekends where we have 10 modules. We begin with an overview of what positive psychology is and help people understand that your well-being doesn't come from one thing. It actually comes from a collection of things. It comes from our positive emotions. It comes from our capacity for engagement, our relationships, our sense of purpose and meaning, and the goals that we can achieve and strive for.
You say that understanding and using your character strengths is like discovering a superpower. So how do I know what my character strengths are?
What a great question. There's a website, DIA Character, that's all one word, DIAcharacter.org. It's all for free. Everything that I'm talking about is all for free. You would go there and take a survey. It's a free test that would tell you what your character strengths are. And character strengths are drawn from the most valued human virtues. The people who put this together, Chris Peterson and Martin Seligman, real movers and shakers in the world of positive psychology. In fact, Marty Seligman is someone I work for at UPenn, and he's considered the father of positive psychology. And character strengths are something they studied worldwide. They wanted to find out, what do human beings value? What makes life worth living? And it tends to be that in every culture, there are these core virtues, and from these core virtues are things like character strengths. So, as an example, jest, humor, perspective, gratitude, these are just some of them. When you take this test, you find out what your top character strengths are. So as an example, I just mentioned three of mine, jest, humor, and perspective. This is like my left hook in life. If I use my top strengths, it seems like everything goes easier and goes better. And the research on this is absolutely amazing.
It's VIA as in Victor, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Viacharacter.org. Okay, I'm on my way. I have a theory.
Yeah.
And I don't have any letters after my name, and you have so many letters after your name. PhD, TEP, MFA, MAPP. I have a feeling, though, that a lot of people, I know we're all evolving. We're all growing, you know, hopefully we're all growing. But I think it takes people a while to bring their character strengths to work with them. You know, what you know what I mean by that? I think a lot of people keep their best self quiet.
Yes. You know, Katie, you put your finger right on why this is so important. Because what they're finding, all the research points to one inevitable fact. If you're in an environment, if you're in a work environment, a home environment, a love environment, any environment where your character strengths can flourish, your life is just simply going to be better. But if you're in a job, if you're in a relationship, if you're in a circumstance where your character strengths are being held down or blocked, not only are you not going to do well, that's when you start those ruminating thoughts we talked about in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you start falling down the rabbit hole because you can't be who you are. And that's really the new model of mental health these days.
Be who you are. Dan Tomasulo is our guest. Hope is never further away than your next thought. In our closing seconds here today, give us some homework to do to help us with our happiness.
That's the opening line for book that I'm working on now. And that's the very first sentence, that hope is never further away than your next thought. Because I think finding ways to cultivate hope in your daily life is going to be essential for our society and our well-being. A very small way to do that, and these are called micro changes. Everybody wants to be happy, but the real essence of this is small things that accumulate. One way that you might want to do this is by making it an effort to do 5 acts of kindness on one day a week. So rather than, you know, it's okay to be kind on a regular basis, but pick one day. Thursday is my day. I make sure I do 5 acts of kindness on Thursday. That doesn't mean if somebody drops a book on Wednesday that I go, sorry, man, you know, maybe come back tomorrow, I'll help you out. But a deliberate effort to do 5 acts of kindness on a particular day just increases or shifts our perception about what we can do. And the research, again, is amazing. We feel good. The people we do it for feel good. But here's the kicker. Anybody watching that feels terrific. Now, by you doing one thing, so many people profit from that. And then the second thing I would say is any time you have a chance to show your appreciation for either something that's been done in the present or something that's been done in the past, writing a letter of gratitude to a teacher. These letters of gratitude, this acknowledgement, is maybe one of the most powerful interventions that you could do. You feel good and others feel good.
The little things, they make big changes. Find Dan Tomasulo at the Open Center in New York, opencenter.org, and visit his site, Dare to Be Happy. Use the number 2, daretobehappy.com, for more about Dan. And viacharacter.org to take the survey and find out what your character strengths are. I'm going to do that, too. Now, coming up in January, the first Shine On retreat of the new year, a one-day retreat January 13th at the Organic Teaching Kitchen with breathwork expert Kathleen Booker. She's amazing. She'll give us the tools to link mind and body, and we'll set some intentions for the new year. And don't forget to give yourself a gift of our Shine On weekend retreat, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's in Ossining at the Merriandale Center. Going to be so much fun. Sparklers are on order. Get details at casey.co. And if anything unusual, say spiritual, has ever transpired between you and a pet or an animal, send that story in to be part of the new Shine On book series. Ah, looking forward to that. And what will the new year bring? Astrologer to the stars, Deborah Silverman is here. Next.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds. And most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume. Yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Groban. After so many years on the stage, one of my favorite things about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while one in five children may be left not knowing where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Thankfully, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food and helps deliver it to kids in need across the country. But they can't do it alone. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for shining on today. And thank you for subscribing to the Shine On podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud. What do you plan to do for the new year? You may want to learn astrology with Deborah Silverman. She's fiery and airy. And she wrote the book, The Missing Element, for...
This book is written for people that don't believe in astrology but really want to. And it's not astrologically technical at all. In fact, there's no mention of it. It's a breakdown of four personality types and assists people to figure out why they're so weird and not feel bad about it.
Okay, what are these four personality types?
So the four personality types. One is super emotional. It's water. They cry easily. They're so nonverbal. They'd rather be home alone. Don't bug me. And people kind of scare them because they're so sensitive. They get their feelings hurt. And even though they love people, they just want to pull away and be quiet. Like, why can't you all just go to your house? And then the second category is air, which is what you and I are doing. They love to talk, blah, 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 blah. And they have this incredible personality type of being social and charming and verbal. And they forget where they're going. And they're called airheads. Gifted at research and learning and studying and teaching and really love radio shows and podcasts. They eat information for their food.
Right.
They eat books and magazines and they carry them in their backpack even though they don't read them. And then the third category is super practical and they would never be listening to us because they're working and they're goal-oriented and they like their lists and they like cleaning supplies and they buy little, like, go to Costco and buy lots of Windex. They, like, get off on, like, their lists.
Okay.
And they love money and organizing and they're controlling and they have very strong value around loyalty and being predictable. And then the third category is kind of funny. They're the fire people. They're loud and they're blunt and they say, I can tell that you're fire. And they say wild things and they have this ridiculous sense of humor and they eat too much and they play too much and they get in trouble because they're a little bit much.
And you can tell that that's me?
Well, listen to you.
All right.
It's okay. It's okay. And the point of the book is called, the subtitle of the book is Compassion for the Human Condition, because honestly, you can't change your personality. You can become aware of it and you get a vote and you can change things once you're aware, but it's very compelling.
Yeah. So it's water, air, fire, and what were the super practical people?
Earth.
Earth. Okay, earth. Water, air, earth, fire. I get that. And right away when you were giving the descriptions in my mind, I was seeing my friends.
Yes.
Right? And some of them are a combination of two elements.
See how you got it?
Yeah.
We can't live without water. We can't live without air. We can't live without food, which is earth. And we can't live without the red blood, heartbeat, sun, fire. Can't live without those. So you need all four of them. And the reason why people read this book is because in the middle of the book, there's this little short personality test. And you figure out what was missing. Because if you can't cry and be comfortable in stillness, or you can't, that's water, or you can't talk and use your words to really be in relationship and communicate what you need, or you can't do money and organize and clean up your room, or you can't have fun and know how to have a party because you've lost your juju, any one of those missing is going to blow out the circuits. Think of four wheels in a car, and if one of the wheels is down, it won't work. So
right,
the goal
right.
of the book is The Missing Element, and I, on my website, you can get it with me signing it, and I'll send you your chart. Or on Amazon, you can just go get it directly, you know, buy it yourself. And then, if you're curious about astrology, but you don't really believe in it, but you'd love to learn about it, or maybe you've been fascinated your whole life, but you don't, it's like too large a size.
science, namely the sky's the limit. Then you go to the star community, just those three words, thestarcommunity.com. And you can learn about astrology in a weekly, monthly basis where I actually teach people how to learn astrology in a very basic level, like super easy so people don't get confused. You know, astrology is so confusing. There's a million astrologers out there that when you listen, you're like, what do they say? And I talk English.
Yeah,
as you can see.
I appreciate it. No, I wish I had all the money from all the books I bought on astrology because I thought I could teach it to myself. Even the one for dummies, I'm too dumb for that. I could not teach it to myself.
No. See, you're my perfect client. You're my perfect student because we have a school opening in February. It starts in the cart opens in January because I teach people. All the students I have are just like you. They have a million books. They can't figure it out. And I teach like at a fourth grade level. It sounds a little embarrassing to start with, but the class then improves as you go on. But I make it so simple because it's too complicated.
Yeah. I actually think I'm on your wait list. Do you have a wait list?
I have a wait list, and you can only get in if I like you. And I kind of like you.
Oh, thank God. You like me. I really do think I'm on your wait list. I think
that's all you got to do is you just go to my website, DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. You either want to buy the book, which, by the way, Sting endorsed. You'll see a little video that Sting did, and he said,
what?
Deborah.
Dang.
He said, Deb, yeah, he said, it's so cute. He goes, Deb, what did she say? It's like four wheels in a car. Which one am I missing? Oh, that's right. I'm air. Is that right? Am I air? He's so confused. He's so cute.
Wow.
Yeah, he endorsed the book.
So you are astrologer to the stars.
Well, rock stars, but they're kind of grounded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock stars. I'm big on rock stars.
Oh, that's so cool. All right. So I just want to, we're going to come back to the book in a bit. We're going to come back to our four wheels in a bit. I just want to.
Our
four wheels. What are they?
The four elements.
But you put them on a car before.
Yeah, I love how you said that. It's four wheels or four elements, and you want to know which one's missing.
Right. You know, I have to go here because I think my earth is all screwed up. I have the Windex, but I don't have the money figured out.
That's a problem, Sam. We got to get that taken care of. You got to read the book.
All right. So we're looking ahead to 2018. Astrologically speaking, are there any big moments?
Totally. Ding, 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 ding. First of all, Mercury is retrograde today, so until the 23rd, right before Christmas, we're supposed to be very careful about not complaining. Good luck with that. And then the next thing, yes, is there a big change happening? In December 24th, 25th, Saturn, for the first time in 30 years, is entering Capricorn, which is going to really affect our government. So we're at a major, like, it's no surprise, and astrology is just echoing what's already going on. But the reality is our government's being challenged right now as far as the structure.
Yeah.
Can it contain and hold all the change that's required, or will it break?
What does Saturn represent?
Saturn is the planet of contraction, constriction, restriction. It's like, he's like the old man of the zodiac. He's like, come here, we need to talk. And Capricorn is government. And so it's going to really, and you know, we can all see it. It just gets confirmed. Astrology, you don't have to believe in astrology for it to work. It just echoes. Like if you meet someone like you and you're all excited and fiery and you love to talk and get excited, we say, oh, look, she's so fiery. It's just a word.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. If you don't believe in astrology, does it matter because it still works? And if you do believe in astrology and you'd love to learn more, so you could be conscious or awake or aware, then you come study with me.
Okay. Is this the divine speaking to us?
Absolutely, yes. She's trying all the time to talk to us, but unfortunately we have big noisy machines called computers and phones and internal dialogue that interrupts her all the time, the poor thing. She starts to scream and then we start listening to her and she's screaming right now.
Yeah, she's screaming. So Saturn is coming into Capricorn December 24th and 25th for the first time in 30 years. So that means the old stern man of constriction is coming into government. Okay, Capricorn?
Look how good you did that.
I'm listening to you. I'm really listening. We just went through this phase. We're still in this phase of where men are being outed for sexual harassment. One after another after another. They're being outed. The veil is coming off. Is there something in the sky that says, yeah, that's...
Yes.
What's that?
So Jupiter, just when this began, which was about 6 weeks ago, literally, the moment Jupiter, the planet of luck and expansion and loud and big, loud voice, entered the sign of Scorpio for the first time in 12 years. And Scorpio is the sign that rules sexuality and secrets and the undercurrents and things that aren't being spoken. So Jupiter just went dun da 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 da.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
So Jupiter, which is big and loud like the microphone, comes into the house of secrets and says...
Can you believe that?
All right. So coming up in December, we've got Saturn coming into Capricorn. What does that mean? Is it our government that's going to change or our president?
It's our government. You just heard me. So it's the government. It doesn't matter who's the president. Any president's going to be affected by it. It's universal. But the government itself, it's so important for us, and it's going to include, in a year's time when Pluto comes and matches it, will be in Capricorn with Saturn together. It's going to include us having to revamp or reconsider the nature of government. So we look at government outside of ourselves, because that's what keeps this external world intact. But there's a president inside of you. You have your own governor. And the question is he a good governor or a bad guy? Like, do you have any control or choice over the way that you eat, over the way that you take care of money? Like, we have to all assume the position of looking at our own government as well as what's going on in the government.
Okay, so Saturn coming into Capricorn means we have to pay attention to our own executive in chief or whatever.
Exactly. Isn't that cool?
All right. Mine's got some work to do.
Yep. So don't be surprised if the government and the government, both on the inside and the outside, is being challenged starting in 2000. You're going to find yourselves all going, you know what, like we talk all the time about spirituality and how we're supposed to be listening to podcasts, but what are we actually doing in our lives to make change?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a ton.
I'm so glad. That's why you're on the radio, because you're inspiring us.
Well, you know, I was just talking to this PhD from the Open Center in New York who talks about positive psychology. And my goal is not to be happy in life. I know that sounds terrible, but it's not. My goal is to be useful. Because when I'm useful, I'm happy.
I love that. I have the same exact song.
You sing the same song. Okay. So
every day I say, let me be of service.
Yeah. I do that too. I walk up the steps into the radio station saying, Lord, let me serve. Lord, let me serve.
Exactly. What a great beginning.
Oh, yeah. It helps. It helps a ton, because when all else fails, serve. All right. So aside from this big deal in December, is there anything like positive in the stars we can look forward to?
Well, I'd say that anybody that's a Scorpio or a Taurus, they're going to be feeling really positive in this next cycle, particularly Scorpios. I would say any of you out there who are Geminis or Aquarius or Libras, you're going to be feeling yourself wanting to make some decisions at long last, because it's your hardest thing. There's quite a few influences. I would say that Aries are going, especially late degree Aries, late birthday Aries, are going through kind of a demanding change time where it's not comfortable. Libras have just come out of a big wind of cycles that's gone on the last year. They're kind of in a calm right now. Did I leave anybody out?
Pisces.
Cancers. There's health issues for cancers, which is a typical symptom, but they really have to do self-care. Leos are, at this moment, in kind of a reprieve. It's not as difficult as it has been, but it might be by the middle of 2018. If they're not careful, they're going to overindulge. Write that down, Leos. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
All right. I didn't hear Pisces.
Oh, that's because they're sleeping. Pisces always fall asleep in the middle of the movie. Pisces are the dreamers, and this is really the time for them to cultivate their spirituality. Neptune's in Pisces. It's a great time for them to open up spiritually. And the hardship of last year is over. They went through a hard time, 2016 to beginning of 2018. So,
all right, the missing element, inspiring compassion for the human condition, and the elements being water, air, earth, fire. That's it. We only have the four?
That's right. And then don't forget about the star community. Like, you guys, if you want to learn astrology, you can't figure it out. Just tell me.
Okay. So, Deborah Silverman, you are in California now.
I'm in Colorado. You're so
Colorado.
Cute.
You're in Colorado. All right. Well, when you said Sting, I just put you in L.A. immediately or somewhere like that.
I like
that. So, is that where you're from? Colorado?
I grew up in Detroit. I live half the time in Colorado and get ready half the time in Hawaii. And I'm flying out tomorrow. And I am here to be the teacher of people falling in love with life.
Yeah.
I'm here to help people get fall in love. Want to fall in love?
Yes. For God's
Everybody
sakes.
Wants to fall in love.
Yeah, no, I'm in love and all of that. But I get it. So, because I heard your A doesn't sound like Colorado.
I got that flat thing, that Michigan flat thing. I can't fix it.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
I had a radio show in Canada for 20 years. I lived in Vancouver, and they kept trying to make me say God and say God. Or say, you know, I couldn't change my stupid accent.
You just be you, Deborah Silverman. You just
That's
be
what I figured
you.
Out, because everyone else is taken.
All right. And how'd you meet Sting?
He was my client, and we became really dear friends. And he, in fact, you know what? This next month, you're the first person I'm telling you. For Capricorn, every month on the Star Community, I interview someone famous. Last month was... That's so funny. Bells are going off. Last month was Shailene Woodley, who is the actress from Big Little Lies that you've probably heard of.
I love her. Shailene
Woodley. Yeah, well, she's on my... So if you go to the Star Community, you'll see the interview in this. And then this, on Capricorn, I'm doing Sting's wife, Trudy Styler, who I'm in love with.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Trudy Styler is amazing.
Yeah, she's doing good stuff in the universe, too.
That's why we're interviewing her for the Star Community. So come on, you guys. Just go look at the Star Community and or go to my website and I'll tickle you.
Okay, tickle me. You're fiery and airy. And
I know. I made you laugh. Did I make you laugh?
Yes, you did. You made me laugh and I appreciate it. The Missing Element is your book. We're going to go look for it. Have a happy holiday season.
And thank you for being in service because we need people like you in the world.
Thank you so much. Have a great
day.
Bye. Deborah Silverman, the Star Community. Let's join. I think she may have left a few star signs out of her little list there. You can find out more at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. Our thought for the day is from John Lennon, who said, "When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment. I told them they didn't understand life." Have a great week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at Casey.co. That's KACEY.CO. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning, right here on 100.7 WHUD.